subcultures and fashion. Fashion and style are things that we often dismiss as frivolous, but in truth, they are foundational to the structure of a society and tell us volumes about the underlying culture or subculture of a population. We often forget that appearances are outward expressions of deeper internal truths. This is particularly true of subcultures. Interestingly, subcultures and their expressions of identity through fashion are often dismissed by marketers and management precisely because they represent something counter to the mainstream. Our own cultural baggage gets in the way of identifying important elements of physical identity. Even so, businesses often seek to capitalize on the subversive allure of subcultures in search of what is cool or trendy, which remains valuable in the selling of any product. This process of cultural appropriation may result in the death or evolution of the subculture, as its members adopt new styles that appear alien to mainstream society. This process provides a constant stream of styles which may be commercially adopted. It also means that there is a constant struggle between the creative-minded and those disinclined to see potential value in the inventiveness of subculture fashion patterns. But recent history is proof that past youth subcultures have influenced mainstream fashion, and youth subcultures are on the forefront of fashion change and experimentation. A subculture is a group of people with a culture that differentiates them from the larger culture to which they belong. A subculture is subversion to normalcy. Subculture has been described as a word which means liberty of appearance, liberty of creativeness, liberty and ease of the chosen model for getting pleasure. The subculture is a sacred action in which the only arbiter of values and belief, taste and preferences is the person or the tight, often small group. Between subculture and fashion, there is a connection, and it is very important. Between subculture and fashion, there is a connection, and it is very important. The subculture, the clothes that the young wear in the street, the ideas of the rock bands, the clothes in the clubs, etc., influence and transform fashion design. In turn, those influences reshape culture at large. These style tribes blended music, dress, slang, and attitude into various subcultures over the decades, including beatniks, mod, skinhead, punk, rocker, hippies, goth, etc. Over the past few years, all of these subcultures have been referenced in mainstream fashion, and the popularity of many of the classic staple items in our wardrobes is thanks to these subcultures. The subculture attracts and charms with its spontaneity and incredible imagination. It may also repel, but in the process it leaves an impression. The marks and symbols that it uses are born from the energy of the rebellion and disagreement with the already existing rules and restrictions. For fashion, and indeed the retail spaces in which fashion is displayed, subcultures represent the need to experiment and to find personal meaning in a postmodern world.